This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
I think before we ask the question, how are we going to fix it, the most important question that for a number of these topics that we're going to break down is, do the powers that be want to fix it?
Everybody blames everybody. The city blames the county blames the state blames the city and the county blames the city and the state. It just goes round and round. But in the end, the only person that's hurt is the renter.
Live at the Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
Are you going to let me start? Oh, well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. What it up? Is Sunday, February 17th, 2026. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris and yours truly, live in the studio. This is like our second week in a row.
Wow. I don't know what to do.
I feel so fortunate.
I don't know what to do.
I've got a double consecutive back-to-back dose of Dr. Ken Harris. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We're going to have a great show tonight. We've got some interesting topics. Now, Dr. Ken and I, we make sure that we bring topics that are relative to southeastern Wisconsin. And then we may go into some national level topics. I got to be honest with y'all. It was a little difficult trying to find some local hot topics, Dr. Ken, for this evening's show. But I will say this, and I know Jessica had just reported this.
Mm-hmm.
Measles. Measles. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed, as you have probably heard, a second case of measles in Dane County this year, also where Madison, our state capital, is located. And health officials are urging you, yep, that's right, you, to pay attention.
Them.
Now, this is not hearsay.
Because I'm staying in Milwaukee County.
You staying in Milwaukee County?
I am not going anywhere near Madison.
Yeah, because the thing about measles, it is highly, highly, highly contagious virus. Y'all should see Dr. Ken's face. You, matter of fact, you should go to our YouTube channel. We're also streaming live right now on X, formerly known as Twitter. All you got to do is just go to X and search for 620TMJ, and you'll see the live button. And you can see Dr. Ken's facial reaction to the measles being confirmed. Now, again, this is a highly contagious virus, and it travels like any other, and I'll use the word like I use it, cooties. Like any other cootie. It travels through the air. It lingers.
You want to hug Denise?
I just got off a plane.
Ooh.
Exactly. So Ooh. You should be. But I just went to the doctor.
We got a barrier we could put up.
Listen.
Put up a glass.
Do you want to really unfilter that truth? Okay. I'm going to unfilter this truth.
Here it come.
I was waiting to see how long.
It only took. We've been on air how long? Like 3 minutes? It only took like 3 minutes.
You know how to round me up.
Okay, 3 minutes.
I'm getting sick and tired of people that know they have a highly contagious virus or cold, influenza, measles, COVID, whatever. Now, look, here's the thing, Dr. Ken. I know that due to unfortunate circumstances or unforeseen circumstances,
right,
that a lot of us that don't travel a lot via air,
right,
we got to go when we got to go. I get that. But don't you dare come on the flight.
Knowing.
And you sound like, you know, that wet, nasty, mucusy cough. Oh. And you don't want to wear a mask.
Yep.
No, I'm so serious. It infuriates me because someone like me who travels roughly 90% of the year all over the world. And today I flew in from Dallas because I love me some Dr. Ken. I knew I had to be here in the studio.
Right.
But I get sick and tired of people. And if you're offended by what I'm saying, it's probably because you the person I'm talking about. Put on a mask. That's nasty. That is so nasty. You literally know you sick.
Or you're just feeling sick. You know,
or you're just coming.
I'm not 100%. Let me put a mask.
This is what kills me, Dr. Ken. Oh, I'm coming off of a cold. It don't sound like it.
So out of this story, what's the scariest part of the story?
The scariest
part.
Like
when you read it.
Yep. Okay, here's what we know now. The second confirmed case in Dane County.
Right.
This is really going to make you mad. Involves an out-of-state traveler. They weren't even a Wisconsinite.
Right.
Who stayed at a Madison hotel. I believe it was the Holiday Inn Express.
Mm-hmm.
And was later diagnosed with measles.
And that's the Holiday Inn Express off High Crossing Boulevard.
Yes.
In Madison.
And I'm glad you said that, because one thing to note is that this measles case is not related to the earlier confirmed measles case in Waukesha County.
Right.
So now you got Waukesha.
Right.
You got Madison County. Or excuse me, Dane County, yep. i.e. Madison. So right now you have a lot of officials in the Wisconsin Department Health Services that are working to identify and notify anyone who may have been exposed. So if you stay at the Holiday Inn Express anytime over the last, I'd say, week.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Symptoms usually show 10 to 21 days after exposure. So meaning that someone exposed could still be walking around. Look at Dr. Ken's face, y'all. Look at him.
So what part of this scares you? All the sentences, you know, CBS 58 wrote a great article on it, and they posted it. Who did the article? Justin Steffen. Great job.
Yeah. Shout out to Justin.
So the part that scares me the most.
Yep.
DHS officials say they are working to identify and notify. So we're talking about a person that had to have been there on February 6th. Today is February what?
15th, yep.
Right. You got an incubation period. In that meantime.
I knew Dr. Kim was going to break it down.
I was at the hotel from 12 a.m. when I checked in till 12:30 p.m., so 12 and a half hours. Then I go get some ice. I got to go get some soda. Then I went to eat and I came back. Every single place you visited, they got to go back and go, how many people were here?
Yep.
Do you have the video? Oh, look, 185 people are over here. 600 people were over there. Did you go to the party? Did you go to visit somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Did you visit grandma? Like, it's just.
And speaking of grandma, babies and elders are the most vulnerable, because number one, babies under the age of one are not. They can't get the vaccination yet. They can't get the shot. And elders, I mean, that's.
Yep.
There's so many underlying conditions associated with being an elder. So a measles, or getting the measles, would be something that could potentially, just like COVID.
But then you got to start adding people that are younger because of whatever pre-existing condition that can be detrimental if you get measles. And people get mad at me because I fist bump. Okay.
No. They should be actually applauding you and doing what you do, because
That's what I'm doing now.
The MMR vaccine, which is for measles, mumps, and rubella.
Yep.
It is about 97% effective at preventing measles, only if you've had the two full doses. So what we all should be doing right now is looking at our most recent vaccination records.
Yep.
And making sure that you have the MMR vaccine. Yep. Again, that's for measles, mumps, and rubella. And it's going to be very important that you know your vaccination status, like, as of today.
Yep. And UW-Madison just put out a request, sounded more like a mandate last week.
Yep.
That every single student has to submit their vaccination, which I think is a violation of everything I could possibly think of.
Huh?
Well, that's your private HIPAA information. You can't make me give
your
you
your private what information?
HIPAA. Your health information, portability.
Okay.
Like, that's private. That's why they're not releasing the name of the person who got, measles, because that's their private. We have privacy laws.
I don't care about the name. Well, I just want to know that I'm in an environment.
Right. Right. I want to know.
Yeah.
Who got
I don't.
It. Right.
I don't care about the name or the.
But the fact that you go to a student and say you need to send me your medical record.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that.
I don't.
I got a major problem.
I need to know that everybody on this campus, because then what happens when there's an outbreak?
Of what? You know what I mean? Outbreaks we get of the flu, COVID, all those things. Now we're talking about something where you don't have to be. Now, they did put a caveat. They said, if you weren't vaccinated, right, we might isolate you because if I remember correctly.
Rightfully
because,
so.
Well, because you'll get sick.
Exactly.
Not that you'll give it to somebody else, but it's kind of.
And when you say, it's like.
There's a lot of kids that haven't been vaccinated.
Oh, it's just a cold or I don't want to. Because here's the thing. Especially for someone like me who is a self-employed.
You're in great shape.
Don't get me started.
You're in great shape.
But seriously. I can't get sick. I mean, I can. But a lot of people,
when you
especially,
get sick, there's nobody to go in your place.
Thank you.
Right.
That's why I tell people I'm not a business owner. Right. I'm self-employed. If I were a business owner, I could get sick.
You're the business.
I'm not a businessman. I'm the business man. No, for real. Like I tell people, there's a difference between being a business owner and self-employed. And a lot of us entrepreneurs, we're quick to say, I'm a business owner.
Self-employed.
No, boo-boo.
Yep. Because if you go down, zero money.
So going back to my original point, like this Affordable Health Care Act, that's gone. It may not be formally.
They'll get a new one. They'll get a.
Well, until they do.
There's going to be more than enough.
Dr. King, why are you trying to get me riled up?
Because
I'm just thinking about what I pay.
You ain't been here in a while.
What I pay every month for health care.
Friday on 101.7 The Truth is every day from Monday through Friday. And every Friday is Pop Off Friday. So this is just Pop Off Sunday.
I got rid of one bill that makes no sense to me. But health care is not an option.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
But it has to, for a lot of Americans,
right.
It is right now.
Well, if you want to go into that, it's the system we have.
No, because
I'm saying.
This will be a whole show.
It is. The insurance companies are the only ones that make money. It's a closed system. That system was created by politicians for them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Not only is it ridiculous, but the fact, going back to our topic, that you know you've been exposed, or you know you have a cold, or you know you've got the flu, or you know that you have COVID.
But I'm gonna go to work because, you know, I got to push this through.
Get on a plane and get innocent people like me.
Wait, closed air that's recirculated.
When we come back from break, I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. It's not funny, but it's funny. But when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you a funny story, and then we're going to get into some more hot topics. We've got some updates regarding the Guthrie case.
Yeah.
Also, President Obama has officially responded to that disgusting, racist picture that President Donald Trump's Twitter
reposted.
Yeah.
From some other idiot.
Well, we come back, we'll get into that. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with your girl DT and Dr. Ken Harris. Our Sighting Unlimited. WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Stay locked in. We want to hear from you as well. Let's make it a great show. We will be back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
Make you want to get up and dance.
It's got a nice beat. It's got the Queens. It's like hybrid of
Eminem.
We Will Rock You and Eminem.
That's Eminem.
Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury, one of the greatest vocalists of all time. Oh, why do you always do that, Dr.
King? Because I got to give it to your boy from Journey.
Steve Perry?
Steve.
I said one of the. He's up there with Freddie Mercury.
Steve is like. But again, Freddie Mercury, Steve is like.
Steve Perry.
You have somebody singing. You have other people singing, and then Steve Perry's by himself. Freddie Mercury's by himself. Like Whitney Houston is by herself. Mariah Carey is by herself. You can't even compare them. They're so different, and they're so.
Oh my
gosh! Yeah,
aren't you so glad that? Because I think about this all the time, that we lived during the era of their epitome.
Yep.
Like we witnessed that.
Yep. That girl hit that note.
Like, we know what it's like.
At the national anthem, it was over. Nobody can ever, ever come close. Not even close. Except there was some young black girl.
No, nobody came close to Whitney.
Listen, there was some young black girl that sung it, and they said
Evan, cue the music.
She was about as close to Whitney Houston that anybody's ever going
to
get.
Okay, I need to know her name because I want to ask Evan to play that version and then play Whitney's version.
Yeah, but you can't. Whitney's.
But
like
you said she came close.
Stratosphere, and I jumped off the ground. That's about there, as close that's, as she.
No. Stop. Now you sound like the Gen Zers talking about Chris Brown is the Michael.
That hurt my feelings.
That's disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
Even Chris Brown said,
Prince, Michael Jackson, like, no.
No, stop. Have a seat.
There will never, ever be. Like his,
not even close.
His nephew playing him in a movie was like, it was surreal, but he knew he could. He just couldn't do it justice. Like it's,
and that's I. There's so many people that have tried to play Michael Jackson in biopic movies, but I am at least we can give him a pass because technically he's biologically related. On our Sighting Unlimited TMJ talk and text line, one of our valued listeners says because we were just talking about
measles.
We got a case in Waukesha County, and now we got a case in.
I wonder if I ever.
Oh, you would know if you had the measles.
I wonder if I'm gonna have to go back and check my.
You would know because it's like having the flu times 20. Mm. And if you don't treat it, like worst case, your brain could swell.
Well, when I was little, I had a guy that went to the school with me. He was younger. He got encephalitis and died.
Yeah, see, it's nothing to play with.
Yeah.
Like, at all. So. Yeah, I'm glad that you're still here. The person that said they had measles when they were 15.
Ooh, it's a rough one.
Yeah.
How old are you now? I wonder.
I hope he doesn't say like,
262-375.
I'll be 16 on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I was 16. I'm 20. Ooh. You might want to.
Dr. Ken, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this one. I think I'm going to save this topic, though, for the second hour because...
Oh, so you want me to blow up in the second
hour. And okay. Plus I want to give listeners something to anticipate and look forward to.
Well...
Because as a retired law enforcement officer, I really want to hear your thoughts...
About...
Yes!
Guthrie? Oh, I got a lot of thoughts.
What is taking so... Like, you got...
I can tell you what's taking so...
Okay, so just hold it because I want to give the listeners, our valued listeners, something to anticipate. In the meantime...
No. Are you going to talk about what you said you wanted to talk about second?
Oh.
Are you going? No, no. Are you going? Because if you are.
Talk about. Talk about what?
The shoe company.
Nike?
Yeah.
Why not? You don't want to talk about that?
Oh, see, now I'm going to get fired up in the 7 o'clock hour.
You know what? Let's save Nike
fires.
And Guthrie for the second
just
hour.
Just start a bonfire. Just start a bonfire. It's just
the
just
headline alone. Okay,
the
so
headline is late. Wait, what?
Dr. Ken is referring to, which we'll get into. We're going to save this for the second hour. Matter of fact, value TMJ listeners and our truth listeners who are going to be listening tomorrow when we rebroadcast.
Yep.
We're going to get into the Arizona sheriff. That is handling the Nancy Guthrie case. Savannah Guthrie's mother from the Today Show. Her mother has now been missing for 2 weeks, and she is 84 years old and has...
And I do have a question to you about that.
Okay. So, again, we're going to talk about that in the second hour. We're also going to talk about... I'm just going to read the headline. And I'm just going to read the headline, y'all.
Read the headline.
I'm just going to read the headline, and we'll get into this in the second hour as well. Nike, yes, Nike, the brand that is known all across the world.
Michael Jordan's brand.
Just Do It is facing federal investigation for allegedly discriminating against white employees.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to save it for the second hour. Never in my life did I think I would witness the inauguration of a black man to be president of the United States.
So, it's only feasible.
So that since that happened, Because I'm telling you, it's only now, fast forward.
I get it.
I'm reading headlines. The black president. I was like, I can do anything I want to do. I can be anything I want to be because the United States of America has elected a black man to be president. The second headline that I never thought I would read, aside from Barack Obama is now the 44th president, is Nike faces federal investigations for allegedly discriminating against what? White employees. Now, my grandma, if she was still alive, she said, baby, this we in the last days. Go ahead and get ready because this you remember the elders why I say that?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, we in the last.
Yep. And guess what? We are.
Dr. Ken, don't say that.
We are.
We don't know. We don't know. But the topic at hand. Okay. So if you have not already seen it, basically, and the reason why I'm pausing because I'm trying to just stay fact-based. Okay. So there was, I don't usually say, Dr. Ken, why don't you just, because I get emotional when I think about the fact that an existing president of the United States of America, not a teenager,
mm-hmm.
not a child, not someone who has been diagnosed as mentally ill, but the president of the United States of America, the 47th elected president of the United States of America, whether it was retweeted, whatever, your name was tied to a picture that it was it was a video that featured President Barack Obama and his wife, our former First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, as apes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like my dad used to tell me when I was a little girl, I remember one time he heard me on the phone, I was trying to cuss. He said, you don't even know how to cuss right. Just stop it, because you don't even know how to curse right. You're grounded. But you don't even know how to cuss right. You don't even know. Talking about the White House's response was, it was a joke. It was the Lion King. There are no apes
in the Lion King.
In the movie.
Right.
The Lion King.
Right.
So President Barack Obama has finally, because I was wondering, I was like, is he going to make like any comments or is he going to react?
Well, you know, it's supposed to be the unspoken rule that when a president does something, like, you haven't heard anything from Bush, Clinton. No living president has spoken up and said anything about anything that a president did, because it's one of those unspoken things. You dig a hole. If you fall in, I ain't falling with you. So, do you.
Okay, and this is an ignorant question.
And you'll remember the first time he was president and when Biden was president, the only person you heard from was Trump. Trump was the first president that spoke publicly about a decision another president made.
What decision was that?
Trump and Biden?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
much everything.
Yeah,
Biden
you're
did.
Right. You're right.
So and I'm not saying that in support or against Biden. That's just what he did. Or for or against Trump. So it's important to remember. You would need to seriously, what's the word I'm looking for? A bridge. Seriously, you'd make a serious faux pas for a president to go, hey, dude, what? Time out. That ain't it.
So, okay, I've conjured up some politically correct terms now.
Oh, you're so nice. Because that's not what I used on my show.
What was meant, and this is based on the White House press secretary's
idiotic response.
What was supposed to be a political message, which I never saw it as such. It was a racist, AI-generated caricature of President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. Now, let me just educate for those who are saying, that's not racist. That's not, it's caricature. Let me just educate. if you don't mind, because I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I know the associated feelings.
You know stupid when you see it.
Yes. So any type of imagery that portrays Black Americans, Black people, Africans, however you want to classify us, right, as monkeys or apes or gorillas or orangutans, that carries a very painful historical legacy that our ancestors, our families, and our communities have had to navigate too often. I keep trying to let people know that if you don't know, racism is traumatic. It is a trauma. It is just like experiencing any other type of trauma. And so when you're exposed to racism, whether it's micro, macro, passive, direct, it is traumatic. That's why you have so many Black Americans who are mentally ill. They won't say it. They'll never say it out loud because then we're the troublemakers. We're stirring up trouble. Just be glad that you're here. Just be glad that you laughing because you know why you laughing because you know it's true.
You should be glad you're here. I didn't bring me here, so I said I'd be glad I'm here.
Oh, yeah. You should be glad. You should be glad you're here. Little Black boy, little Black girl, and I'm almost 50. And so.
Say it if you want to.
President Barack Obama, man, when I tell you, they don't make them like that anymore. Please, God.
Yep.
Just one-fifth. Just send me one-fifth of a man like Barack Obama. He was recently on.
I'm right here. But I'm married.
You're married. He was recently on a podcast. We're going to see if we can get this podcast, get some audio, Evan. It was just the name of the podcast. Let me work on that.
Did they ever find out who actually posted this?
They know, but they'll never be public. Mm-mm.
Because I know they took it down, but.
I mean, I'm sure there's some journalists right now as we're broadcasting live that is looking for that Pulitzer Prize.
Because it never disappears.
And they're doing some investigative work. Now, he didn't lash out. He didn't call President Trump any names. He was the very calm, articulate, and very just. President Barack Obama is like the epitome of smooth. Like, he's just smooth. And he said that this behavior is deeply troubling and that, quote, there doesn't seem to be any shame about this anymore in political discourse.
Yep.
And so he called this, he did call it a clown show and a distraction from the real problems that Americans are facing, which is that was my first reaction.
Yep.
This is what you got time to do?
Yep.
And the video has been deleted. Since it was taken down.
Yep.
And the White House. Here's my thing. It was kind of insinuated that it was a mistake. But yet President Trump never took any accountability, apologized, anything.
Correct.
And so I was a little confused about that.
And we're talking roughly 99% of Republicans and Democrats went, whoa, that's out of bounds. When the majority of Congress went, huh? No.
I want to just go back to Dr. Ken, because for those who react, what's the big deal? Why is this a big deal? Black people came to this country already dehumanized. And even in the Constitution, no, I'm sorry, the Declaration of Independence, there were references towards Black people as being subhuman. Enslaved Black people in this country were seen as two-thirds or subhuman. So it's always been, in order to justify why you look at Black people a certain way, then you dehumanize And so that's been what's used to justify the oppression. Because as long as they don't appear in our image as humans, then it's just like, I mean, I'll say it to you like this. We're going to filter the truth. There's been so many times where I felt like certain Americans treat dogs better than black people in this country.
That is very true.
We got to take a break. Because, man, if you mistreat an animal in this country, especially a dog. Thank you, Evan. This is why you are who you are. So when we come back, we're going to listen to the clip. We're going to hear President Barack Obama's reaction to the video that portrayed him and his beautiful wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, as apes. Again, there wasn't no apes in The Lion King. But I digress. You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris and your girl DT, Denise Thomas. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered.
There's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media and on television. There doesn't seem to be any shame about this among people who used to feel like you had to have some sort of decorum.
That was a soundbite from Brian Tyler Cohen's podcast featuring former President Barack Obama, and that's what you heard. He gave his reaction on Brian Tyler Cohen's podcast after an AI video was posted to President Donald Trump's ex social account that depicted Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, his wife, as apes. And President Obama went on to say, and he said it so cool and calm, I got to learn from him, that it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling. Leah, let's go ahead and play some more and hear from President Barry.
Back from a place that we have fallen into.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling. It is true that it gets attention. It's true that it's a distraction. But, you know, as I'm traveling around the country, as you're traveling around the country, you meet people. They still believe in decency, courtesy, kindness. And there's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media.
So, reactions, Dr. Ken. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate you, sir.
I think you said it all. I think it's as simple as that. It's the equivalent of putting a Klan hood on everybody white and saying everybody white is in the Klan. It's the equivalent of telling everybody that has a German name or German heritage that they're they must be a Nazi. Mm-hmm. You know. And it's something that where people in Europe and people in other nations see us differently. They learn different. Their culture is different. And they seem to, you know, barring the human behavior and, you know, all that, people are different. You know, you have issues with that. Everybody does. They seem to get along. It's only here that we seem to have this issue. I heard an interesting tidbit the other day. It said, how many continents are there in the country? Right? You were taught 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know what everybody else in the world was taught?
6?
6.
Minus Antarctica?
There is no Antarctica. There's Antarctica, but there's 6.
Because there's no human nativity, right?
No, there's America.
Oh.
One continent.
Okay.
There's a northern portion.
And a southern portion. Okay. Shout out to my mama.
Like those subtle differences can make all the difference in the world in culture. How you think. How you act. And we teach 7. There's so much separatism that we separate ourselves from an entire other half of a continent.
Wow.
That is still America.
I never even thought about it that way.
And so we separate everything. People, cultures, other countries. Yeah, they have issues with immigrants. But they tell them, well, if you're going to come here, you got to get a job. You got to live here. You got to do that. But you can come here. But we're just open. We let everybody just come. And there's no system. And there's no system because people don't care. They don't care about people. They don't care about their safety. They don't care about it's a deeper reflection, because I make it a point every day, like right there. I make it a point to watch BBC.
Mm-hmm.
I make it a point to go to Reuters.
I know
Reuters,
where you're going.
Yeah. To go to Reuters to understand how people view us somewhere else. That was done by a person that has no self-awareness whatsoever. None.
What do you mean?
He doesn't recognize the damage he did. Not to Democrats and Republicans, but to Americans, because you attacked the president. Now, if you were a senator,
you attacked a black president in a racist way.
But I think more of the power is that you attacked the president, because now you've attacked the institution.
You're right.
Of what makes America, watch this, what makes America great.
You're right.
And you had a black man that made America great.
And
that
you
brought America
that.
Through a worse time economically than 1929. And we made it. So
that is an excellent point, Dr. Ken.
When you weigh it, he's significantly found wanting. Like at some point, whatever you've done great, whatever you've done that actually helped black people economically and grants that went to neighborhoods and all that, was gone that fast.
This is going to sound kind of oxymoronish, if that's a word, but I'm going to go ahead and just...
Oxymoronic.
Thank you. Oh, Dr. Ken, oxymoronic. Whenever, and I think you and I've had this conversation, whenever someone has asked me, from your perspective or in your opinion, top five U.S. presidents of all time, one of them is Lyndon B. Johnson. And as a black person, you know, I remember one of my friends was like, as many times as he dropped the N-word, and I said, let me stop you right there.
At least you knew who he was.
At least you knew.
He didn't
but at the end of the day, to your point, and when you said that, Dr. Ken, it really resonated with me, and it's helping me now further rationalize why LBJ is one of my top five. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, however he felt about black people, he did not let that override his duty and obligation to serve the country that includes black people.
Yep.
As the president of the United States. And what's crazy, he wasn't even elected.
And if that didn't go, I guarantee you it would have been Civil War II.
Listen.
It would have been Civil War II.
Fair Housing Act.
Yep.
Civil Rights Act.
Yep.
Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
And literally a period of 18 months.
Mm-hmm. He did what Trump did. I'm going to sit down, and everything I said I was going to do, I was going to do. Because he saw Kennedy was dragging his heels. Well, I'll send my brother to go talk to him. I'll send this person, and never came through with anything.
They came to him, the Kennedy administration.
Yep.
When President Kennedy was shot. Man. I wish this was a podcast, because whenever I get the break.
I guess that's the next step then. We need to just start the Truth Unfiltered podcast.
I see why podcasts are like the
– yeah.
Because when you see that –
you can just talk.
Man,
just go.
Look, y'all, I'm about to be 50. I'm perimenopausal, so my brain fogs. So when I'm on a roll and then you say I got to go to break.
You better get it now.
Because, I was about to just drop.
Because if I don't have an ink pen to write it down, it is not happening.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to finish my thought if I can – get it back.
Make it a quick break.
Because I get brain fog, y'all. But when we come back, please don't let me forget. I want to pick up about the LBG thing, and also a conversation LBJ. Lyndon B. Johnson. a conversation I had with my kids, my adult children, mm-hmm. about why I have no problem with the red cap. I have no problem with the red cap. When we come back, I'm going to tell y'all why I have no problem with the Make America Great Again red cap.
All right.
We'll be back.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach, Dr. Ken Harris, Monday through Friday on 101.7 The Truth, 4 to 6 p.m. And you can also find us on Spotify and Apple and Google. And
ooh, we YouTube sound fancy.
And everywhere. So you were telling a story before we took the break about one of your favorite presidents. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, your favoritestest president.
Lyndon, come on now. You know who's number one.
Well.
You know who's my number one.
This? Well.
I mean, that just, come on now.
Remember, it's always Barry. Personal. If it has more of an effect, then, you know, like I didn't have an issue with healthcare, so, he did great, but it didn't help me. Right?
Yeah.
The fact that I was able to go to school and graduate and get a basic education opportunity grant and all that, well, LBJ might be the guy.
Let me just run down the list of his accomplishments.
One of the guys. Well, no. I want you to get to what you said on the break, because I want you to tell the story of why you believe he's one of your
Well, I got to give you credit.
Presidents.
Because when you said what you said about
And
respecting,
you
got to
tell us about the red cap. But anyway, we'll do that the next time.
Well, I'll just say this. The reason why I have no issue with the Make America Great Again red cap, because at least I know where you stand.
Period.
At least
I can appreciate
that. At least I know what I'm dealing with.
You come to fight me and you pull out a knife and a gun, I know what I'm working with.
Because the worst feeling is when you've got someone, a brother or a sister, who's white, and they're like, oh, no,
let me out on this.
I voted for Barack and I marked, my grandfather marched, da-da-da-da. And then they drop that.
Yep.
Whew. So I'm not here cheering for the cap. But at least I understand where you stand.
I get it.
I overstand.
And all that get the understanding.
Look.
Yep.
No, look, I respect you, man.
Yep.
LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, President Lyndon B. Johnson, was known because, you know, he recorded every conversation.
So did.
And it kind of bit him a little bit. But I think he did it on purpose.
But.
Because again, he was like, you're going to hear some things, but look at my accomplishments. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson was known to drop the N-word frequently, even in front of his black staff in the White House.
Right.
With that said, let me run down some key accomplishments that were passed under the Johnson administration. You ready?
Yep.
Civil Rights Act of 1964, Voting Rights Act of 1965. And by the way, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibited segregation in public facilities, schools, workplaces based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Voting Rights Act of 1965 abolished literacy tests and discriminatory voting procedures, authorizing federal oversight of voter registration in areas with a history of discrimination. Fair Housing Act of 1968 prohibited discrimination in the sale, rental, and financing of housing. Man, he need to come back. Equal Opportunity Commission, also known as the EEOC, established to enforce workplace anti-discrimination laws. He appointed the first black or African-American Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in 1967, and the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, which eliminated national origin quotas, drastically changing immigration demographics. This was all under the LBJ administration.
Yep.
And this was done within literally, let's see, starting with 1965. So wait a minute.
64 through 68. No, November 64.
In 64 through 65, he got three.
Yep.
Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, and the Immigration Nationality Act. Yep. He wasn't done then. Then 68 and 67, he had, again, Thurgood Marshall appointed, first black Supreme Court justice. the Fair Housing Act, and the Equal Opportunity Commission. What are we talking about? Like, I don't care about the word that he used. It's about getting stuff done. You've got a man that, to your point earlier, Dr. Ken, respected what he was sworn in to do after the assassination, because President Kennedy and his brother, the Attorney General Robert Kennedy, they were going back and forth. They was dragged. I mean, with all due respect, I wouldn't be able to say that they dragged it out. But when I saw how LBJ got it done, and just so you know, the Kennedy administration, as they were kind of phasing out, LBJ was like, okay, let's get this civil rights thing going. They were like, yeah, it's too soon. You know, it's still kind of going back and forth. And, you know, that was kind of a Kennedy thing. And he's like, well, then why am I president?
Yep.
Let's get it signed.
And by the way, he was elected. So he finished Kennedy's term and was reelected in his own right in 1964 in a landslide election, earning 61% of the popular vote against Barry Goldwater.
I'm just saying that when he passed the first two acts, that's part of his inheriting the presidential office. So
he said, I can do it, and ain't nothing you can do
if
I don't get reelected.
Why am I president if I can't? Hey. When we come back, we're going to hear Dr. Ken's thoughts on the most recent updates regarding the Nancy Guthrie missing person case, mother of Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show, and also Nike is being sued for discrimination.
We'll be back.